Hilchas Eroitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, laws of homicide and laws for the preservation of life, chapter 4. This chapter contains 12 halachas. The subject matter here deals with specialized cases in which the death penalty may not be given for a case of murder. Halacha Aleph, hamiskavin larigez zeh, v'horigez zeh, a case where one intended to kill one person, and by mistake he killed someone else, potter mimisas bezdin, he is not put to death by the bezdin, umin hatashlumin, and he does not have to pay for any damage that he caused, because even though he's not put to death, in fact, but he has committed a capital crime, umin hagolus, and he is not sent into the exile, because it's not unintentional either. Lefisha ein ore miklot, koiltis oisai, because the cities of safety cannot afford safety for him, kemoshe yizboyer, as we will learn later in chapter 6. Lefichach, therefore, hazoirik even letech edam Yisrael, one who threw a stone into a congregation of Jews, into a number of Jews that were standing together, v'horag echad mehem, and it killed one of them, potter mimisas bezdin, he is not put to death by the bezdin because he did not intend to kill this particular person. Haloche beiz, niskavin larig es lahakis es chaveri al mosnov, if he intended to strike his fellow man on his waist, v'loy hoya bekli kidei lahomis al mosnov, and the implement with which he struck him, as we learned in a previous chapter, we have to estimate whether the implement with which he killed was sufficient to cause death, and whether the place where he struck him was sufficient to cause death. And this implement with which he struck him was not sufficiently heavy to kill someone when striking him on his waist. The holchaloha even aliboy, and the stone that he threw towards his waist, his aim was bad, and unintentionally it went through his chest. V'hoyabar k'dei l'homis aliboy, and this stone was sufficient to cause death when striking someone on the chest. V'ameis, and he died. Oishen iskavin l'hakoisei aliboy, or he intended to strike him on the chest. V'hoyabar k'dei l'homis aliboy, and it was sufficient to cause death when striking one on the chest. V'holcholoho evin almosnav, and by mistake, the stone went towards his waist, and the stone was not sufficient to cause death when striking one on his waist, and he died anyway. Potter, in these cases he is not guilty. Potter mimisas bezdin, he is not put to death by the bezdin. The ene goyle, but nevertheless we do not say that it's unintentional and he will go into exile. She'ein ha'hoirig b'chavona goyle, because in all cases one who intended to commit this act that caused death, he does not go out to exile. Avo im niskavin l'hakoisei almosnov, if, however, he intended to strike him on the waist, v'hoya b'kidei l'homis almosnov, and there was sufficient, the stone was sufficient to cause death when striking one on his waist, v'holcho lo aliboy, and by mistake he threw it onto his chest, where it certainly is sufficient to cause death. Vameis, and the victim died. Harezanerak, he is put to death, because even though he didn't intend to strike him on the chest, he did intend to strike him in a place where this stone could cause death. V'chenkol kayetzi bazan, so the law in any similar case. Halocha gimel, hamakis chaveri be'evin, one who strikes his fellow man with a stone, or be'egrei, for with his fist, v'chayetzi be'em, or some similar means, oim demoisoi, we have to afterwards examine the victim and determine the effect of this blow. Im amduhu l'chayim, if it was determined that he ought to survive and live from this death, is noisin chamisha dvarim v'niftar, the one who struck him pays the five items which we spoke about in Hilchas Choyvel u'Mazik. He pays for these five types of damage, v'niftar, and he is set free. The one who goes through the stone or struck him is set free. Vafilu cholo hamuke, and even if the victim became very sick from the blow, the hichbid, and he became worse after the physicians had examined him and said he would live, he became worse, vameis, and he died, machmas hamaka, because of the blow, hareza potter, the one who killed him, is not put to death here, because originally when the doctors examined him, they had determined that he would live. The imam duhu lemisa, if however the doctors determined that he would not survive, that he would die from this blow, oisrim es hamaka bebeis hasoihar, then the attacker, the one who struck him, is to be arrested in prison, miyad, immediately, umamtinin lozeh, and now we wait to see what would in fact happen to the victim. Imeis, if the victim does in fact die, yehorik hamake, then the one who struck him is put to death. V'im heikil, if however his illness became better, v'nisrape, and he was cured, refuah shleima, he was completely cured from it, v'holach b'shuk al raglav, and he was walking around on his feet in the public place, in the street, kishah b'riyim, like any other healthy person. In such a case, now we release the attacker from prison, Mishalim Hamake, the one who struck him has to pay, Chamisha Dvarim, the five items which we learned in Hilchas Choyvel Umazik, Viniftar, and he is free from the death penalty. Halocha Dalit, Zeshanema Betoira Al Mishantoi, the Torah says that the victim is to walk, before we can set the attacker free, the victim is to walk about Al Mishantoi, on Mishantoi. The Hebrew word Mishantoi can be translated to mean something upon which he leans, like a stick on which he leans. The Rambam says this is not what it means in this case. This does not mean that he walks in the street and he has to lean on his stick, or he has to lean on some other person. This does not free the attacker, because even someone who is very sick and about to die can often walk around when he's leaning on something. The word mishantoi does not mean that. It means he shall walk around in completely restored to the health upon which he relies. That means he is leaning on his full strength and health and is not depending on something else. But until such a time, we cannot release the attacker. Halacha hey, amduhu lemisa, if the physicians determined that the victim would die, v'heikil mimasha hoyo, and then his condition improved, uliacham bikan, and afterwards, hichbid, it again became worse, vameis, and he died, hareza nerog. The attacker is put to death. When his condition first improves, we do not call physicians to again examine him and determine now whether he will survive. Because the situation here makes us believe that it was his original blow that killed him. And even though he, in the meantime, improved, we do not say maybe he improved so much that he is now out of danger and he died afterwards because he became sick. We say that since he was originally struck and the doctor said he would die, unless he was completely healed from this, we assume that when he dies, it's from the blow. Halochevav, hiku asara b'nei odom v'asara maklis, if 10 people struck him with 10 sticks v'meis, and he died from this beating, regardless of whether they beat him successively one after the other, one at a time, so whether they struck him all at one time, none of them is put to death by the Bezdin. Shenemar, kol nefesh adam, one who will strike the full soul of a person. That means Achayya Echot Shahara Kola Nefesh, that there will be one person who killed the entire soul. But here each person killed one tenth of the soul. Vehu Hadin Lishnayim Shadchafuhu, the similar law will apply to two people who pushed him off the roof. Oisha Parshu Latechamayim, or they pushed him into the water. Oishahoyu Rabim Yoishvim, V'yotza chetz mibeinehem. There were a number of people sitting together, and an arrow flew out from among all those people together. V'horag, and this arrow killed someone. Shekulam p'turim. All of them are free. None of them can be put to death. Now, it may be that the Rambam is discussing here a simple case of doubt. We do not know the identity of the one who actually shot the arrow. In such a case, none of them can be put to death. However, it's difficult to imagine that this is what the Rambam means, because obviously we will not put someone to death when there's a doubt as to whether he was the murderer. What it undoubtedly the Rambam means here is that all of them were, for instance, sitting there and holding back the bow and holding the arrow in the bow, and then only one of them released it so that the bow shot out. Or all of them released it so that the bow shot out, so that the arrow shot out from the bow. And in this case, it's similar to the previous case in which all of them together are collectively responsible for killing. Therefore, no one committed the complete murder, and no one can be put to death. Halacha zayin, zarku bo yasora even, ze'achazeh. If there were 10 people who threw stones at him, one after the other, and none of the stones is sufficient to cause death by itself, and then the last one threw a stone, and this stone is sufficient to cause death, and it killed him. This last person is killed for him, is killed because of this case. A murderer who was judged guilty of murder, and the verdict was given out that he was to be put to death, and now he was mixed up with others, and we do not know from this group of people who is the murderer who has been judged guilty of death. All of them are free. However, in the case of a murderer whose case was not finally judged, and he was mixed up together with other murderers who had been judged guilty of death, all of them are free of death. Even though we could now complete the judgment against the 10th one, and whoever he may be, and all 10 will then be sentenced to death, and we could kill them all, nevertheless, the law is that we do not give a verdict and a sentence against a person except unless it is in his presence. And in his presence means we know for sure this is the person whom we are judging. However, we imprison all of them, since in any case, all of them are murderers. Halacha ches, ahoyrig nafshis, v'loy hoyu sham. If one killed people and there were never two witnesses who saw him together, they saw him one by one, that is, one witness saw him killing one person and another witness saw him killing another person, or he killed even in front of two witnesses but they had not warned him, or the witnesses did not withstand intensive cross-examination, even though it's clear that what they're saying actually happened, but they had not, in other words, they had, the witnesses contradicted one another during in cross-examination about details, but they did not contradict themselves concerning the main point about which they are testifying. Details of this will be learned in Hilchas Sanhedrin and in Hilchas Eidus. Kol Elu Haratzchanim, Koinsim Oysam Lekipa. In all such cases where we know that these are murderers, even though we cannot judge them guilty and put them to death, nevertheless, Koinsim Oysam Lekipa, we put them into an enclosed place, Umachilim Oysam Lechem Tzar Umayim Lachatz, and we feed them only small amounts of bread and water, just sufficient to keep them alive, until they become very thin and they are near starvation. The achakach, and thereafter, machilim oisam seoirim, we feed them barley, which will expand in their contracted belly, achatiboka kresam, and it will cause their belly to burst, mikoivet acholi, because of the sickness that this will cause. So we do not directly cause their death, but we give them such foods so that they will die when they eat it. Halacha tes, ve'enoisim davar zeh l'shar mechuvei misas bezdin. However, this thing is not done to other cases where people are guilty of some capital crime and cannot be put to death because of a technicality. We do not do this to them. Only in a case of murder. Aval in nischayev misa, memisa moise. Other capital cases, if they are found guilty of death, they are put to death. V'yemei nischayev misa, and if they cannot find them guilty of death, poitrim moise. We set him free. Aval pi sheyesh avoynes chamurim mishvichas dam. Even though there are other sins, such as idol worship, and other such things, and idol worship and rape of married women and other such things which may be more serious than murder, nonetheless, only in the case of murder do we do this. Ein behem hashchosas yishuvei shaloilam. These do not, other sins do not destroy civilization, kishvichus damim, like the case of bloodshed. Afilu avoydezara, even idol worship, ve'etzarech loymer avrayas, and needless to say, illicit sexual intercourse, aichil shabbos, or desecration of the Shabbos, einam kishvichas damim. They are not as serious a threat to civilization as bloodshed. She'elu avoiris hey may avoiris shebein adam lamokim, because all these other sins are between a person, the sinner, and God. Avo shvichas damim may avoiris shebein levein chaveri, but bloodshed is a sin committed against his fellow man. Anyone who has committed this sin, he is totally wicked. And even though this is only one single sin, all the mitzvahs that he did throughout his life cannot be weighed against this single sin of murder that he committed. And they will not save him from judgment. The pasuk says, Odom oshuk bedam nefesh. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Adam Oshuk Bedam Nefesh, a person will be oppressed because of blood of the soul, that is blood that he had spilled. The pasuk continues, Ad Bor Yonos, he will try to escape even to the pit, that means even to the day that he dies and is put in his grave, Al Yitmechu Bo, he will find no support. That is, there's nothing that can save him and there's nothing that can support him till the day he dies. And so also we find Aaron, when Aaron HaKohen, we find that when the people demanded that he build for them an idol worship, or he was afraid that they would kill him, he built for them the golden calf to worship idols, because if they were to kill Aaron, this is a sin for which they could never obtain any atonement or forgiveness. But even idol worship is a sin that perhaps they might eventually find forgiveness. And we can so also learn the same lesson from Achav, was a king of Israel, and worship of idols, a worshiper of idols. Shaharei Nemaboy, concerning him, the pasuk says, Loi hoyo ke Achav. There was no other person who was as wicked as Achav, a pasuk in Melachim. And when they in fact arranged and enumerated his sins and his merits before God who knows everything, there was no other sin for which they said that he was to perish forever. There was no other sin, even the sin of idol worship, that was against him as heavily as the sin of the blood of Nevoyus that he spilled. Nevoyus was a person whose vineyard he wanted, and Nevoyus wouldn't sell it to him, so he had him killed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vateitze Haruach, his spirit went out, Vatami Lifnei Hashem, and it stood before God. Whose spirit went out? Ze Ruach Nevoyus, that is the spirit of Nevoyus, his victim. Shenemar, Loi, and it was said to him, Tefatei Vegam Tuchel. You shall convince him to go out to war, and you will be successful that he will be killed in the war. And it was because of the soul of Nevoyus and his blood that Achav was killed, and not because of idol worship. And this wicked person, Achav, did not kill Nevoyus with his hand, Elosibev. He caused it by hiring false witnesses against him. He caused that his death. He did not directly kill him. So much greater is the case, where someone who killed someone directly by hand. Halacha yud ha'epikosim. Those who deny the fundamentals of the Jewish religion, v'heim oivdei avodah zarah, they are those who worship idols, or ha'oisa avedus lahachis, or one who commits other sins deliberately, not because he intends to enjoy something thereby, but simply for the sake of sinning, afilu ochal nevela, even if it was not such a strict sin, he ate unkosher food, oilova shatnez, or he wore shatnez, a garment containing a mixture of wool and linen, lahachis, if he did so deliberately for the purpose of committing a sin, hareza epikoris, he is considered an epikoris. Also, apikorsim avashekoifrim b'toira unevua, those who deny the Torah, or who deny the words of the prophets, hoya mitzvah lahargam, an actual fact, it is a mitzvah to put them to death. If yesh b'yodei koyach lahargam b'sayif b'farhesya hoyreg, if one is able, he has a chance to kill them with the sword in public, he shall kill them that way. V'yiblav, and if he cannot do it that way, hayabar leim balilas, then he should find some devious way of bringing about their death. Achi yisabev harigosam, until he can indirectly cause their death. Ketzad, for example, ro echod mehem shenafa la be'er, if he sees one of these people, he's not capable of killing him directly, but he sees him fall into a well, v'hasulam ba be'er, and there's a ladder there in the well by which the person can climb, this wicked person could climb out and save himself. Hoya mesalkoi, he could remove the ladder from the well, v'oimer, and not say that I'm going to kill him. But he says, "Hareini torid lohoirid beni min agag." My son climbed up on the roof, and I need this ladder to get my son off the roof. V'achzirenu loch, and after I do whatever I need, I'll bring you the ladder back. And meanwhile, he delays it long enough that the person drowns there in the well. V'chayotzei bedvorim elu. And so, in any similar case, originally the law was that one could do such a thing. Halacha yudalef, aval oivdei kechavim. However, goyim, even idol worshippers, if we have no war with them, we are at peace with them. Or Jews who have herds of small animals that graze, or similar cases, and we learned in Hilchas Nizkei Mamin and Hilchas Geneva that this is forbidden. Ein mesabim lahem hamisa v'asur lahatzilam. We cannot do anything to cause their death, but it's also forbidden to rescue them. Im natu lamus, if they are about to die. Kigoyin sheroi echod mehem shenafa ayom. For example, if we see one of them who fell into the ocean, eini malei, we may not cause him to drown, and we may not take the ladder away either, but eini malei, but we do not go and deliberately save him either. Shenemar, the posuk says, loy sami dal dam reyecho, the posuk that requires you to save people as the life of your fellow Jew, it says, loy sami dal dam reyecho, you shall not stand upon the blood of your fellow man. The ein zereyecho, and this person is not your fellow man. Halocha yud beis, bamed dvorim amurim. When does this law apply that, in the first case that we learned in Halacha Yud, it's permitted to deliberately kill them, to kill such evildoers, or to prevent them from saving themselves, to indirectly kill them, or as we learned in Halacha Yud Aleph, that we cannot bring about their death, but we may not save them? Be Yisroel Baal Aveira, a Jew who is an evildoer, a doer of sins, v'ha'oimed berishoy, and he constantly remains wicked, v'shoyne boitomid, and he constantly repeats the same sins, k'goyneroye behema daka, for example, those who graze with small animals, which the sages have forbidden, shapokru begezel, and they have become free with stealing, and grazing in other people's fields and causing destruction, and they treat it as if it were completely permitted, v'heim holchem bivaltam, and they continue in their foolish and wicked ways. Aval Yisroel balavedis, however, an ordinary Jew who simply has committed sins, she'enei oimed berishei tamid, and he is not constantly following wicked ways. Ela oisi avedis lahanos atzmoi. He commits sins when it's for his own profit and pleasure. Kigoin oichel nevelis l'teyoven. For example, one who eats unkosher food l'teyoven for his own pleasure, either for the pleasure of the taste of the food or for the pleasure of the money that he saves by buying the cheaper unkosher food. In all these cases, they are considered Jews. Mitzvah lahatziloi, and we are commanded to save them. It is a mitzvah to save them from death. V'osor lamid al domei, and it's forbidden to stand upon their blood and to refrain from saving them. Concerning saving their lives, they are considered as full Jews.